please in the code name. Face is Vivian. Vivian. It's not like an actual name or anything. But today I'll introduce you to myself. Alright, I'm funny. I am. Love everything good. Everything you can think about right now. I love them. Okay, enough about me. Today I'd like to take on a topic about sex. My partner is not here with me, but then I'm going to do a kind of short podcast to explore this app and check. So I'm going to be talking about sex today, and I feel like sex is overrated. Please don't bash me yet, just listen to what I have to say. I feel like sex is overrated a lot. Most times people feel like, okay, guys especially, they feel like sex is a big deal. No, it's not. It's not a big deal. I feel like the big deal there is the most fun part, the fun part of sex is having sex with the person you love, making love to the person you love rather. Sex is like an egg. Like when you have headache, you take aspirin for it. When you have stomach ache, you take drugs for it as well. But making love is quite different from having sex, or fucking as the case may be. And you notice that most guys, when once they have sex with girls, they tend to lose interest, and then you're wondering, what happened? Did I not do it right? Did I do it wrong? What happened? Why is he not calling me? Normally a guy would call you when a guy has not gotten what he wants from you. I know this story is old this time itself, but I'm sorry, yeah, when a guy hasn't gotten what he wants from you, yeah, he goes extra mile just to get what he wants. I don't know if it's an ego thing or maybe a psychological thing, or maybe I don't know, but when a guy sees what a girl he likes, he maybe takes her number or something. This guy calls this girl like frequently, like almost every day. Okay, let me not say every minute of the day, but he calls her at least 3 times in a day and trying to maybe find out how she's doing, even going to the extent of asking her if she had breakfast, if she's had lunch or dinner, and then even offering to get her or even buy her or take her to dinner or lunch. And you find that this gets girls, like it gets them overwhelmed. Like you get overwhelmed, you're like, okay, is he for real? I think maybe I found my Mr. Right. No, sister girl, no, you've not. They go to extra mile just to get what they want. And then you find out that once you get to have sex with them, you my dear, it's a different case. I don't know about your area, I don't know about your nationality, I don't know about where you come from, but where I come from, this is what they do. This is what 80% of most of the guys do there. Once they have that sex with you there, yeah, I feel like they're disappearing into thin air, you know? You get what I'm saying, right? You tend to disappear into thin air and you're asking yourself, what did I do wrong? But sister, you didn't do anything wrong. But then my advice to guys now is that shit is a cake. It's how will I put it? You're going back in time. It's old. You don't have to go through all those processes just to try and get between a girl's panties. No, that's a cake, bruv. You can come to a girl now. A lot of girls will bash me for this, but you can come to a girl now and state your intentions. What is your mission? Have you come to hit and run? Have you come to hit and stay? I know people say most of the times you don't know maybe what you've come to do if it's to hit and run. Far from it, there are people that even when they have come to hit and run, they end up staying. Okay, then there are people that want to come stay while their whole intention, the
thing at the back of their mind while going doing that is to heat and then run very far from where you are. That's actually very, very funny. Like I say, that's a game. Just state your mission. Tell a girl what you want today. Tell a sister girl what you want. If you've come to heat, if you've come to stay, or if you've come to do some other thing in her life, stop wasting her time. You know, a lot of heartbreaks that would have been avoided if we stuck to this, if you just state your intention from the onset. Look, girls will say it doesn't show you have value, doesn't show modesty, doesn't show you're a lady. Far from me. I think that it's once two people have a dialogue, once two people agree on something, that is respect, that is mutual respect. We've agreed on this, and then in the long run, nobody's going to breach this contract. When you do otherwise, it's called a breach of contract, okay? So you have to state what you've come to do. Trying to act all modest to a guy. If you're a girl and then a guy walks up to you and tells you, okay, guys, look, don't be stupid about it. You can't just maybe walk up to someone and then be like, I want to have sex with you. I want you screaming my name and shit. No, there are ways to do things, okay? You can take her to dinner, lunch, but look, don't give her the impression that you've come to stay. Maybe one of these lunch dates or anything, you just have to tell her your intention. Don't go hiding, coming with a facade, like going with a facade and shit. Just tell her your intention. Tell her how you feel about her. If you're a girl, you have to be reasonable about it. If you don't want it, you can just say no. You don't have to insult the person or maybe go all bonkers about it. Just say no if you don't want it. But think, deep down your heart, you know you'd have avoided a lot of heartbreak and a lot of hate going on you if a guy actually told you what they wanted from you. See, I've research shows that. I've done a personal research and I've seen one night stands turn into a long-lasting relationship, and then I've seen relationships that were built on celibacy, trust, and crash, like burned to the ground. You understand where I'm going? So I just feel like expressing yourself matters a lot in life. Don't always assume as a girl. You assume because he's calling me, he's taking me out on lunch date. He is the one. I think he wants to ask me out. He wants a relationship. No, don't assume today. Ask a guy what he wants from you, and I think the world is gonna turn out to be a better place. I am my partner. Sorry, pardon me, my partner Jane. She's not here at the moment, but I think that maybe when she gets back, she's still gonna talk more about this, and then you're gonna hear her own point of view. Signing out, Vivian K.